Today, we're going to talk about why you should buy an old bike. I'm a huge fan of old bikes. This morning, I rode my FXR. Glad to have it back. It's been gone for a while. My buddy Bodie had it for a while. I just went back to pick it up. I got to pay the reg on it and add it on to my insurance. So I haven't been riding it much, but there was a little coffee meetup this morning with Speed Kings, Steve from Speed Kings. So a lot of guys showed up and it's right down the road from my house. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to take the FXR. So the family went, kids went. In the car, obviously, and it was a good time. And riding my FXR reminds me how much I love older bikes and how much it almost fits my personality more so than the modern bike. This isn't to take away from modern bikes. I'm not telling you to get rid of your modern bike if you already have a modern bike. If you plan to get a modern bike, I'm not poo-pooing that. I'm not saying you shouldn't get a modern bike. And if you're in Southern California, come buy it for me. So if you've been here before, my garage looks a little bit different. I apologize for it looking a little bit flat, but I am doing something with this wall. And if you want to stick around for the end of the video, I'll kind of explain what I'm going to do with that. If you haven't been here before, my name is Mickey. What's up? I work at Laidlaw's Harley Davidson, and you may have seen me on Matt Laidlaw's channel. We do rides, we do model comparisons, model reviews, things like that. And on my channel, I do kind of like the tertiary outside of the Matt Laidlaw stuff, different topics that interest me, which is pretty much just motorcycles and photography. That's really all you're going to find here. So I'll probably put some photos up from this morning. But Carbon Canyon Coffee is a really cool spot. So if you live in SoCal, you should definitely go visit it sometime. Just check their hours because they're not open every day. They are a small business and we do like to support them. So some of the reasons that I think you should buy an old bike is because of character. There's a lot of character with the old bikes and differently than modern character. So it's really hard to match the sound of old bikes. Like even if you go way back, like you know, knuckles, pans, shovels, and Evo with a thunder header is really hard to beat. The M8s, what I like about the M8s is that they are modern and they're kind of boring in a way because there's not really a lot of adventure or mystery with them. Like I don't ride my Road Glide thinking that, oh no, I better take tools because something might happen. But with my FXR, that is definitely the case with the older bikes. And that sense of adventure kind of adds to the enjoyment of the ride. So I'm not going to get rid of my modern bike and my modern bagger. Even though this 23 is probably the most modern bike I will ever need, it has everything I need. I'm not really chasing the new stuff. For me, it doesn't really make a big difference in my life. I like the reliability of the newer motors. I like that I can get it serviced at a dealership when I'm out touring. I like that it feels extremely reliable. I haven't had any problems, you know, with my Milwaukee 8s. But I really like that sense of adventure when it comes to the older bikes. I never had a modern bike until I started working at Laidlaw's. When the most modern bike I ever owned before buying bikes at Laidlaw's was an 07 Electric Glide. And I love that bike, and it's not necessarily like super old, but it's also not super modern and new. If you're into photography, I can kind of equate it to like shooting film and shooting digital. Like shooting digital is extremely convenient. And if I'm doing a paid shoot, or if I just know I need to get the shot, I'm going to shoot it on digital because there's that reliability there. I know that I have so much more latitude. I have so much more room for error to be able to get the deliverable that I need to get. When I'm shooting film, it's more like I'm shooting it for personal enjoyment, and there's a little bit of mystery to it. I don't know what's going to happen because I can't review the image right there and then. And I also can't do a bunch of editing to it to change the photo completely. And the thing about it is that I wouldn't want to be limited to one or the other, whether it comes to photography and cameras or whether it comes to motorcycles. I don't want to only be locked into one. I think that they both offer something so unique and so different that that's why I'm saying you should add it to the collection and you should get an older bike. There's really a different kind of charm that comes with the older bikes, and it's the sound and the feel and the vibration. They're not quite as smooth, and the smoothness can be really nice for certain kinds of rides. And that connection to the road and feeling every bump in the road is really nice in other situations as well. So when I'm doing local stuff and I'm not going far, I'm not doing touring trips, I don't have to carry a bunch of stuff, I really like taking the FXR. Another thing that comes with the older bikes, and this doesn't have to be super old, but is community. There's a massive community for every like niche of motorcycle. But if you remember those old bikes like I do, then there's a certain nostalgia, there's a certain character and charm that comes along with it. And I really encourage you to kind of like, go down that path and enjoy that. It's just nice to have different flavors. You know, nobody has one tool in the toolbox, and a motorcycle isn't your wife. You should only have one wife, but you should have multiple motorcycles. And I'm assuming you guys already do this. I'm assuming you already know this, but this is just out there for the people who have thought about it and don't really know where to start. Just find a community, find a group, find a bike, and go down the rabbit hole and enjoy yourself. I meet a lot of young guys that come into the shop, and it's a very slippery slope. You know, it's like, okay, well, I'm going to look at a Sportster. You know, you can find them used for, you know, $4,000, $5,000, but, you know, there's no warranty. I don't know if the guy took care of it or not. So let me look at a dealership. And they come into Laidlaw's, and they're, you know, they're looking at a Sportster. And yeah, you're going to spend a little bit more money at a dealership, but at least they have financing, and I know I can take it back if something's wrong with it. And that's like, well, you know, it's not that much more for a street bob. So maybe let me look at a street bob. And it's like, oh, the interest rates are better on a new bike. Maybe I can look at a new street bob. And it's like, oh, well then, you know, like it's so close to lowrider. I'm going to mod out the street bob. So I'm going to kind of like turn it into a lowrider. I might as well just get the lowrider and get the better suspension and the bigger tank and the high output motor. Well, I mean, you know, I'm going to need bags. I'm going to need wind protection because, you know, I ride on the freeway a lot. I'm going to use it for commuting. So I need to take my work stuff. And so maybe I'll look at the lowrider ST and, you know, the fairing is empty. I'm going to add these speakers and then I'm going to have my phone. Maybe I'll just get a bagger and I'll get an infotainment system. And then all of a sudden you went from, you know, looking at a $4,000 bike on Craigslist to being at a $32,000 Road Glide. There's nothing wrong if that fits in your budget and if that fits your riding style and you want to get a Road Glide or whatever bike it is. But just don't forget that you can find an old used Harley, like a Wide Glide or a Night Train or something, and have the time of your life with your friends. Like, it doesn't really come down to what bike it is. And we live in such a consumerist society that it's like, oh, you got to buy the best. You have to upgrade. You have to do all of these things. Otherwise, you're not going to have a good time. And that's just not true. You can have a good time on anything. Ask the guys like me that, you know, started on a $100-$150 dirt bike that they bought from their neighbor. And that's kind of how I got into it. And I had the time of my life. I didn't care what the CC size was. I didn't care what the wheelbase was. I didn't care about anything. I cared about going out and having fun with my friends. And that's what you should be doing. And it doesn't matter what bike you're on. If this is in your DNA, it's in your DNA. And you're going to have a good time no matter what. And you might even have a better time with multiple bikes. Please let me know what kind of old bikes you guys have. I have a lot to do on the FXR. I have a lot of plans for it. I got to pay the reg. I got to add it on insurance. I got some convertible bags off of Marketplace. So I need some lower brackets. If you got some lower brackets, the lower convertible bag brackets, and you're looking to sell them, hit me up because I need a set. And no, I'm not going to pay $500 for them, but hit me up if you have a set. I'm definitely going to get it painted. I have some damage to the rear fender, so I have to get a new rear fender anyway. So I'm probably just going to paint the whole bike. And I have this windshield. I love the windshield, but I also have a Harley quarter fairing. So I'll probably get all of that paint matched all at once. I haven't decided what I'm going to do on paint yet, but you know me, I like flames. If you made it this far, thanks for sticking with me. I used to watch Peter McKinnon videos a long time ago, and I don't really watch him much anymore. No offense, Peter. You're great. You're amazing. But he's a photographer, and he makes a lot of tutorial videos and very inspirational stuff. And he set up a new studio, so it came up in my algorithm. I started watching these videos of how he's setting up his new studio. He has this one look for his podcast where it's a table and, you know, he and his guest will sit across from each other, and behind them is this beautiful wall of photos. And for Peter McKinnon, he's Peter McKinnon, so they're all his photos. But I'm not going to do that because I am not Peter McKinnon. And for someone like me to put all my own photos on this wall, it feels just a bit like, I don't know, it's a little on the nose. It's a little egocentric, and I'm not really feeling like that. So I know all these wonderful photographers, so many friends, and my daughter's a better photographer than me. My nephew is a better photographer than me. And I have a lot of friends that do photography and moto-themed photography on top of that. So I'm going to be buying prints for my friends. That's the whole point, is to support each other. So I'm going to be buying prints for them. Some of them are trying to give them to me. I'm trying to pay for them because I believe in that. I think you should pay your friends full price, and I think you should ask corporations for discounts. So that's just me. So support the homies. And I got one already. So this is my buddy Chris. Has this beautiful photo of his lowrider, which I'll put the photo on the screen so you don't have to try to look at that. But let me put his info down. I'll put his info on the screen for his website and in the description below if you want to follow him on Instagram. I really like his photo work. I already ordered one from my buddy Tony. Von Gasfalt's gonna get me one. I'll probably order one from Josh Seiden. Yeah, I have a lot of photographer friends, so we'll see how many I can fit on this wall. And that's the goal, is to kind of have a representation of a celebration of community, celebration of culture. And it's not always about, you know, what you're doing. It's also about what your friends and your community are doing. So I'm trying to promote that. So yeah, as I put more photos up, I will kind of like highlight each artist and let you know who they are. And if you wanted to order something for yourself, for your garage, for your house or whatever, it doesn't have to be mine. My website's below. All my info is in there, but there's so many good artists out there. And if I'm lucky enough to be friends with them, then, you know, I'm all about supporting them and making sure that everybody eats, you know, because it's hard to eat nowadays. But yeah, see you guys on the next one. This is the next photo. Good luck. I like it. You got it.
I know sometimes life can be tough, and you feel like you just had enough.